Hello and welcome to another edition of Glancing at the Stars. Following the celebration of our country's independence, let's take a look at what real independence, or more importantly, what real freedom means. No matter what your political persuasion, it's clear that the United States was founded on the belief in natural rights inherent in human beings, rather than rights that a government or state can give and take away. While belief and practice may not have exactly matched in the growth and development of the U.S., this principle of inherent rights for all human beings without exception is important to keep in mind. Governments and their rulers exercise authority over large segments of society. The danger for us as individuals is that we can easily lose our unique identities to the mass consciousness that governments need to be effective. I see astrology as a tool to help you better know who you are, as well as better know who others are. It is a means to increase awareness of your life and to awaken you to your true nature. Obviously, it is one tool among many. What makes it special, however, is that fundamentally, astrology is about time and what time means. It shows us, if we pay attention, how we are caught in time, but also how we can free ourselves from time. The more you understand astrology and are conscious of your own astrological cycles, the easier it is to act as an individual, independent of the mass or massive influences that affect you every day. You can learn how to literally choose your own realities based on the cycles affecting you at the moment. That's freeing. And when you appear stuck, you can see how time, the particular astrological cycle, reflects that. Ultimately, you can discard astrology altogether when you naturally and effortlessly attune yourself to the rhythms of time. Is time itself an illusion? Perhaps that's worth exploring. A highlight for this week is the conjunction of Mars to Saturn. In traditional astrology, these two planets are interpreted as malevolent, and together that could be doubly bad. It's true when Saturn and Mars are together, energy, that is Mars, is restricted by the limitations of Saturn. This week, try not to fight the realities that can seem so limiting. Instead, try to focus on what you want and prepare yourself to get it. That may mean more studying, more research, more training, more planning, etc. Whatever steps you must take to get what you want, make sure you take them all, without exception. Until next week, I'm Nick Symington for Glancing at the Stars.